AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The highly contagious Delta variant is fueling a nationwide surge in coronavirus cases just as students return to classrooms. California Governor Gavin Newsom's announced teachers and school staffers, including bus drivers, will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or face weekly testing. Florida's Republican governor is refuting doctors at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, who have been saying that there's an enormous increase in COVID-19 cases among youngsters this month and last.
Does Delta behave differently vis-a-vis kids than the previous iterations, which fortunately have a very minor impact, particularly on young kids? And the answer is, in terms of the hospitalization percentage, we've not seen any change in that in Florida.
YouTube has suspended Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul for a week. He posted a misleading video suggesting that face masks don't help prevent COVID-19. Ready for some changes in U.S. demography? The Census Bureau will be putting out a report this week showing dozens of counties, mostly in the West, are no longer majority white. Observers say this brings a sharp growth in political power for previously marginalized communities. Suddenly tapped to lead the state of New York through a pandemic and a political bombshell, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she's prepared.
In her first news conference since Cuomo said he's stepping down amid allegations of sexual harassment, Hochul said she and Cuomo never had a strong working relationship and that there is one thing she's certain about.
At the end of my term, whenever it ends, no one will ever describe my administration as a toxic work environment.
The 62-year-old Democrat will become the state's first female governor. I'm Tim McGuire.
Tropical Storm Fred made landfall in the Dominican Republic today. Its heavy rains could swamp Florida by the weekend. Stocks ended mixed, the Dow up 220 points. This is AP News. Consumer prices went up again last month, but at the slowest pace since February.
It's a sign consumers may get some relief after months of sharp hikes. Prices jumped 0.5% from June to July, down from 0.9% the previous month. They're up 5.4% compared to a year ago. Inflation's emerging not just as an issue for the economic recovery, but also for President Biden, whose GOP critics accuse him of boosting inflation through giant aid packages. The Federal Reserve and most economists think the price hikes will be temporary, driven mainly by supply shortages. Some companies, though, are still raising prices to offset their own higher costs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another heat wave is broiling the Pacific Northwest. People are streaming into cooling centers with temperatures over 90 degrees today. It could be over 110 by Friday. Jackie Quinn, AP News.